Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Nick Hadley. He has a
Hey, what's going
new
on?
song out. What's up, man? He's got a brand new song out. It is called Switching Course, and I'm truly excited to talk to him all about it. Nick, I want to thank you so much for being here. How's your day been so far? What's going on?
It's been pretty good. Just woke up not too long ago and just about to just get laid back today. I know my family's in town this week, so we're just taking it easy this week. The new song, it's got me very excited as well to talk about. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to.
You're very welcome, and you should be excited about this. And I always know that like the feeling of releasing a song is like this huge weight off of your shoulders because I know how much
It
work you
is.
put into it. Like anyone who listens to this will know how much work you put into it. So now that it's
I
out in
appreciate
the
that.
world, you must feel so much better about it. I hope.
Yeah, no, yeah. The main engineer on this one, his name is Matt from Dirtbird Music. He did my previous song, Ease the Time. So it was really awesome to work with him again on this one, because I feel like when it comes to having that proper engineer to help you out, when it comes to things that you necessarily can't do, to share that kind of project together, it's really awesome. Whenever I sent him the beat, the vocals and everything, it's like I didn't really have to explain much with it. You know what I'm saying? So it was really
Truly,
cool.
I
It was like
understand.
everything just kind of connected.
That's the best thing. And I think it's kind of an underrated thing that people don't know about making music is obviously your name is there. That's where people are going to get the impression you did everything. But it's impossible for one person to do everything. Like you
It
can't. Like
is.
producing music is incredibly difficult. Mixing and mastering is a whole different beast of its own. And you as an artist should only be responsible for, the words and the instrumentation. It's like you
And
gotta have a good group around you.
I didn't go to necessarily no music school per se.
Sure.
I just
Don't need
went it's all YouTube and just messing around with whichever program works best for you, and that's kind of what happened with me. And I realized, you can't do everything by yourself, and especially when it comes to music. Everyone, there's so many great artists and producers and engineers out there that, like, I want to work, I want to help, I want to work with everybody, I don't want to
I get
just
it,
do
man.
everything myself. That seems, but yeah, no, yeah, it's definitely been, this release has been really, really great. It's been a like a little weight off my shoulder, because
I'm
making it has
sure.
been crazy.
I fully believe that one. Well, the thing that I love about this song is first, I'll recommend people to listen to it with a nice pair of headphones because the production is really crisp and I really enjoy the way that things are mixed. But also your vocals come to life. Like you're there in the forefront. It's all you with a nice backing instrumentation as well. And a lot of it is very songwriter focused. Like you've got great lyrics here, and I kind of want to hear the story about it. Like, what is this song about? What inspired it?
So what inspired this one was, me personally, I work a desk job, so it's a lot of repetitive lifestyle. You wake up and you try to find that balance between life and music, and dealing with anxiety and always being in your own head. It just kind of feels like it just always goes to the back of your head until it feels overwhelming. So with this one, it's kind of like that want to change, that want to like get better,
Sure.
realizing like, hey, I did this wrong, I'm stuck here, like tell me how can I get better, how can I, like, I have that urge to get better, but you don't necessarily know how. So it's just kind of like that opening drive to like the better you in a way.
Dude, I love that. And I think the title of the song gives the listener an idea of what it's about.
I'm glad you like, because that finding the title for a song for some reason is like my hardest part. I don't know why.
Hey, dude, if that's your hardest part, I think you're doing pretty well so far.
Like, I don't know. It's so much stress.
Now,
But
truly, like, I think a lot of people that it doesn't even need to be music or art or whatever it is. A lot of people hate their jobs. They don't even need to hate them, they can just tolerate them. But everyone has their passions and what they want to do and this and that. And if you, as a person, like, your thing is making music and music doesn't pay the bills, you have to have that desk job. Put it out there into the world, and that's what it's all about, dude. You're doing the thing instead of just talking about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not necessarily like when it comes to music, it's like that escape, you know. And I realize music truly heals with a lot of people, like it did myself, you know. And it's not like that urge for fame, it's more that urge to like reach those who feel the same, you know what I mean, if that makes sense. And so I don't know, that's my goal. And especially living in a small town, you don't really get that it's really hard to like find that crowd or that those true people who you know listen to it and truly relate to it. So that's why I love social media. At first I like, oh gosh, I despised it not necessarily, I just couldn't.
I get I got fully understood.
So no, like a year ago,
it's a beast.
A year ago you would have never saw me putting out any reels or TikToks or anything like that. But I just feel like you know, music is more than just the person itself, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I fully get it. And I think things have changed a lot to the point where it's like, oh, you make music, you got to move to Los Angeles, you got to move to Chicago. But like, you know, I think you mentioned it before we start recording, like you're in Missouri, which isn't historically known as a music town, but it almost doesn't even matter because you've got the internet to help you out and kind of eat. Thing. You don't need to be paying fucking 10 grand in rent in LA to like make your dreams come through. And that's the beauty of it all.
I can get my gas for, I think, man, we complain when it's like $3 here. I couldn't imagine. Being in LA paying that gas money, man.
Truly,
yeah, exactly.
It gives you equal opportunity on the internet, which I think is such a nice thing.
It's been fun. It's definitely stressful. Learning you know the ins and out of music marketing, and it's almost like it's almost like you learn more about music marketing and promotion rather than making the music,
expected to do everything, like you're not just that's the thing, is you don't make music anymore, you're a business manager, you're a content creator, you got to produce. If you don't know a producer, like you have 10 hats on and you can't be good at them all. It's just impossible.
Exactly. Yeah. It's trials and errors of life.
Absolutely. So obviously I took, you know, the liberty of listening to the rest of your music just to kind of get a feel. Yeah, obviously. I mean, I liked the song, so I wanted to hear more. I really enjoyed what I heard. And I think there's definitely a lot of cohesion between your songs. This one feels, you know, sort of special in a way though. And I want to know, like, getting inside your head a little bit through the production and even like kind of forming your genre, like what are you calling your music? Impossible question, because music is everything nowadays.
Yeah, it's really, I grew up listening to all different types of music. I know my mom and I listened to a lot of oldies, and then I kind of found a love for hip-hop and as well as more that like folkier side of things.
Yeah.
So I don't know, just a range of different types of music. So I never had an expected genre, because I started, I think my first song I did was like a more of a poppier type song. And then from there I did more hip hop. And then recently, like with Ease the Time, that was like my mental refresh of what I wanted to do, which was take it more towards that like indie pop route where I want to implement more instruments, more of just like more of me, like more like my creativity side of things, because I don't know, I just feel like I stutter a lot. When I first downloaded GarageBand, I was like 16 or 17, and I never understood how to like make music or how to like want to make music, I guess. It just I had that urge to learn. So I bought my first mic, bought my first computer, and then would just do the whole YouTube beat thing, you know, for a while. And then I eventually learned how to do more of the engineering side of things. And unfortunately I can't make beats that well, but I want to I just want to implement more of like my creativity in the future, hopefully give it more of like my feel.
No, I definitely like, I listen to all kinds of music, but I always appreciate good indie pop. Not because it's necessarily simple music, but I feel like there's a lot of it. And the hard part about making the music that you're making is that so much of it sounds like other artists. So it's like, how do you make and brand yourself to do something that everyone else is doing? And when I listen to this, it like floored me with originality, even though it doesn't go over the top. Like you didn't put in like stupid gimmicks or novelties to be like, I'm different, look at me. Like it is very much a personal and original song, and it comes through in like the sincerity of it all. And I know like obviously you've probably listened to the song a million times making it, so you hear it differently than everyone else. But I do think when people listen to what they will be like, yeah, this is actually different and forward thinking. So there's
But
no
no,
been there. It's more of a compliment, but
literally though, my friend and I were talking about that the other day. He was like, dude, let's listen to your new song. I was like, man, like I love you, bro, but like I listened to that song so many times, and I, every time I do listen to it, especially switching chords for some reason, it just makes me a little more proud than my other ones for some reason.
nice.
Just because I feel like I put more of like my mind and like within the lyrics, like I just put more of like myself, like more like my vulnerability
Sure.
side within this one. And I think that's kind of the more steps I want to take, because I don't expect anyone to necessarily listen to my music. I just, do the thing and spread positivity and mental health
Cool.
awareness. And if I bring in those who relate, then that's something that's truly a gift for real.
I think that's a good message. And I think like ultimately you should be making the music for you. You can't be doing things for other people. And I think it's
For sure.
actually even better that, you've switched up your genre to the point where it's like, I'm not feeling like that's me anymore. I want to do something different. Like if you go in the car and it's not something that you'd want to listen to, then like why are you spending the time on it? Yep. I get it. So then sort of the obvious question then becomes,
And
you've switched up your genre, you switched up your sound. Are you gonna continue to experiment in the future?
100%. Yeah, I've been just investing more in equipment, because I just record in my bedroom. I don't have
Yeah.
a big studio or anything.
You don't need a big studio. You
You
really
don't exactly. You don't.
don't.
You
At
don't
all.
need a
That's like
big
the last
studio.
thing you need.
No, I love sharing photos from my old like on Snapchat. Brings up memories of like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and a lot of it was just me and my laptop in my closet. And it's just how you do it. And yeah, I've just been trying to just buy more equipment, get better at my craft, just be more consistent,
Of
and just implement more instruments, I'd say. More unique instruments in a way too. Like I want to learn more.
I get it. Man, that's what it's all about. It's bettering yourself and it's making your hobby something that's fun and that other people may get enjoyment out of. And if they don't, you've still made music and like you're putting more beauty into the world. And how like important is that nowadays?
Very important.
So, another thing I want to know is like, obviously you've been doing this for a little bit. Are there some things within your process that you've kind of refined over the years? Things that you originally found really difficult that are now becoming more easy for you?
Yeah, a few things. I'd say mainly like the promotion side of things, be
Yeah.
more confident. Getting shows, I'd say, was finding a really really hard time doing back a while ago. I would say like I try to focus more on like the live performance scene as well, like getting a nice sweet little set list going, and then you can
Oh, yeah.
do more shows. Yeah, it's hard, because around here it's really, being an indie pop singer, it's hard to find shows that are necessarily towards indie pop. A lot of artists around here
Okay.
specifically are more, I've noticed, more like rock. And
Oh, okay.
yeah, and but that's just mainly things, just like the promotion side of things, and like also the battles that you deal with yourself, and
Yeah.
that's really about it.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. What What about shows that, I mean, you mentioned you've played them in the past. Do you have anything on the horizon?
Yeah, I got actually a couple coming up in Lawrence. I'm doing one with this group. There's this other artist here in St. Joe that his name is Blade. His music's really good. He showed me this group more in Lawrence because I don't really know anyone around here. I grew up in Missouri, but I lived in Iowa for like 5 years, so it kind of threw me out the loop around here for a while. But they're a pretty cool group out there in Lawrence. They do shows, and they allowed me to support them here in next month. And then I got a couple more here locally that are pretty cool.
Awesome, man. Well, I mean, we'll definitely plug everything in the article. So if
No,
people happen to be there, they can maybe see you.
love to learn an acoustic set. That's what I'm working on, like taking my more my upbeat songs, taking them more acoustic so I can play more like coffee shops, more
Sure.
into it, smaller intimate like
Yeah, I
locations
get
as
that.
well. That'd be
Well, okay,
cool.
with that being said, is there a song that you haven't performed that you're most looking forward to perform?
Oh gosh. Yeah, Pocketbook Hour. I don't think I performed that one yet. I was gonna say Switching Course, but I actually just did that one last week for the first time, and
Nice.
that felt really good. Yeah, Pocketbook Hour. I just released that one not too long ago. That one was just like Switching Course, more a little slower,
Yeah.
more of like the mind taking place rather than just like the
Sure.
upbeatness and stuff. But yeah, I'm that one's gonna be exciting.
Very cool. I have a couple more questions for you. And I want to know, I cannot believe that we are at the end of this month. It's kind of hard to believe that January is flown right by, but like there's so much potential for this year. So like, what are the plans? What do you want to see happen? And just like hopes, dreams, goals, anything.
I just want to work with more artists, really.
Okay.
See what the collabs can bring in. I know I got a couple in the works, which are going to be really intriguing, and exciting. So, yeah, do more collabs and
Cool.
spread more awareness. I want to do more. I want to try to like do what's it called? I forgot the name. I was thinking of some names for like this little mental health organization where we can bring like music and
Oh.
Awareness together in a way. I know SoundMind does something like that as well, which that's really awesome. So I want to do more awareness stuff as well. I think that would be really cool. See if I
Very
can get a little
cool.
more into the community around Missouri.
Post about any of that on your social media?
I try to. I'm not that great at social media, but I've been learning. It's one of the trials and errors I've been going through.
Sure. I understand. Nick, my last one for you here is basically like for the person that is going to listen to this song or your music for the first time, what is an opening message you'd like to say to them before they, dive in?
When you go into listening to this one, I'd say just normally people like to give their own story and perspective on this, but honestly, with this one, just go into it with an open perspective, really. Give your own story a spin with it. It's really just about, that self-perseverance and growth. So it's really supposed to be towards the person itself rather than like the feeling towards another person. So yeah, just I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, no,
And
that's great.
yeah, keep being you for real. Like
Awesome, man.
yeah.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak, but I also want to plug your music for you one more time here.
Thank you.
So, you guys, if you missed it, the song is called Switching Course, and the official artist name is II, Nick Hadley, II. But don't worry because we'll have the links in the articles that you can, listen and share and follow along, and obviously stay tuned for more. I'm excited, man. I really resonated with the song, like on a personal level, like your lyrics are so
Thank
relatable.
you.
And dude, I'm just really excited for you, and I'm looking forward to whatever else comes this year. I'll be paying attention.
No, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me. I've been watching, I'm keeping up with the interviews and reviews, so it's really cool to
Awesome,
be
man.
able to finally, sit down and talk to you for a
That's
few
awesome.
minutes.
Thank you. Cool. All right, man. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank
Take
you.
it easy. And I assume it's probably freezing in Missouri at the moment.
I think it feels like -6 right now.
Holy crap. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Stay warm, put a jacket on, and yeah, man, I'll talk to you soon. See you
Thank
later.
you. You too.